This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. 8 minutes past eight on the Morning Crossfire today. We're looking at something interesting. If you listen to the news in the morning, you heard that a delegation of Ogoni leaders will meet with President Buhari today. And among some of the things that they will discuss would be the slow pace of work on the Onair Eleme axis of the East-West Road. Well, I'm pretty sure there is a lot more that they would be looking at. The conversation should go beyond that. But there's only one way to find out. So we'll be speaking with one of the members of that delegation today on the show. I'm talking about His Royal Highness Swanu Baridam. He would be speaking with us. He's in Abuja at the moment, so perhaps we'll get more details as to what they would be discussing with the president. But a question we must ask is what this visit would mean for the Ogoni community. You know, a lot of people have complained about also the slow pace of the Ogoni cleanup just a few days ago. Many are saying, although it's commendable, the work that they are doing, but they've been calls for, you know, the UNEP reports to be looked into accordingly and HyPrep to ensure that potable water is provided. A lot of other things here and there. Maybe these things will come up for a conversation with the president. We do not know. Only one way to find out. So what do you think this meeting with the president would mean for the Ogoni community? That's the question we're asking you. So you can let us know on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We now go over to our guest. Hello, good morning, Your Highness. Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing, Nigeria Info?
Very fine, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, Your Highness. Good morning. How's Abuja this morning?
I'm cold. Oh,
that's great. It's raining here, very cold.
I've not stepped out of where I am, so I don't know if it's
raining
outside.
Okay. Very, very nice to have you on the show this morning. So we just go straight to the point. We know that at the moment you're supposed to be having a meeting with the president later today. If you can tell us what necessitated this meeting and what should people in River State and especially from the Ogoni extraction be expecting?
Well, thank you so much for calling me. Importantly, you have to know that we have one president for now, and every initiative has to run up with the president to discuss some of the issues which they want to brought about for the public. And but importantly, I think we are yet like every other Agni nationality. So that is what we.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I think that's what we are here for, to discuss with Buhari.
Okay, so what sort of issues would be, if we can get an idea of what the conversation would look like, or what sort of issues would be raised in that meeting? We know that what we heard from the news is that one of them would include the Onair Eleme axis of the East-West Road, the slow pace of work on that road. Are there other issues that would be raised, and if there are, what are those issues, and why what could have necessitated those particular issues to be brought to the president?
Well, let me quickly say this. You know, importantly, just like what you said, I think it came that is in the honor of everybody's in the issue of the East West Road. Of course, definitely that is going to be one of the very serious issues that we're going to discuss with him. I prepared the reports, and those are issues that should be discussed with them. I think I would not want to disclose that to the public for now, because of the president, and of those discussions are supposed to be private. But just like what you said, we're going to bring those two issues which you said to him, and because it's an address that is going to be, and I would not, it's not also good for me to, you know, begin to read out the address that's supposed to be presented to the president before we meet the president.
Okay, but give us an idea. You mentioned the Ogoni cleanup, which is ongoing for a while now. How satisfied are you?
We are not for the truth. We are not satisfied about what is going on. Though it's going on, we also the bottleneck that's going to be have bewitched the entire of the process is not encouraging. So that is the issue. What it has to do with the issue of the claim of which is on the mouth of everybody. So that is the truth about it.
Hmm. And then in the Ogoni Axis too, there have been talks about some insecurity. Is that something that's a concern? And how are traditional rulers looking at, you know, addressing such problems?
What? The issue that is everywhere in the country and even in the world now. So, like I said, it's not the thing that we discuss with him ourselves. So it's not in my position to just, read out to the president. It's not right security-wise.
Okay.
It's not good that I should start to discuss what we want to have in the public domain. I should handle that.
But then at least one thing you've said is that perhaps you're not very comfortable with the pace at which the cleanup of Ogoni...
Yes, I've said that, and I've been saying that for a very long time.
Mm. But what would you say have been the reasons why the cleanup has taken a very slow pace?
One of the things which I've not mentioned to you is the issue of the bottleneck.
What kind of bottlenecks?
The bottleneck is the issue of the... even the PC is not given a free hand. Everything is from the ministry of the petroleum ministry. Nothing is actually affecting the smooth running of the operation. But I don't know. Before we get down there, so.
Okay, and then finally, before we let you go, the PIA, the Petroleum Industry Act, and the percentage that's going to oil-producing communities, what's your view on the PIA as it stands at the moment?
Well, the PIA has been, for us as a major debtor and as a gunman, I'm not very comfortable with that. Things given to the host community is not what we expected. So if the deal has been signed, the important thing is that, one, it has been signed. Good thing that we have a talk about now, which we change this area and change the about for now. It has been said. But I'm not comfortable, and none of the major data, the host community, are not also comfortable with it.
Hmm. All right. You envisage any changes coming towards that direction?
Of course, definitely. The system is a dynamic system where you expect that it has control. At any time, when the people said, no, this is not what they want, this is what is even the issue of the INEC issue. You know, the people said they want, the people said they want the electronic voting. What is the National Assembly said? Because of this, the because that has been done. So I may run away from the discussion because I think it's the high time in my boss to the presidency.
Oh, it's very understandable. Thank you very much for making out a short time to speak with us this morning. And all the best. We'll be waiting to hear what conclusions will come out of that meeting. That was His Royal Highness Swanu Baridam. And he is the chief of Bwa Banga in, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Ogoni people, Bwa Banga. Like you heard, he wouldn't want to spill out most of the issues that would be raised with the president, but then you could tell that some of these things could be talked about. What is your view on it? What do you think? You heard him. Not comfortable with the pace of the cleanup. Also not very comfortable with the... PIA and the percentage allocated to host communities as well. I asked him about insecurity. Well, he says it's something that's ravaging the world. It's not something that we can say particular to the River State or the Ogoni communities, but would all of these things be making the conversation? We don't know. And you who's listening, I'm sure you have some expectations. You're thinking some of the things you would want them to talk about in this meeting with the president today. So I'll be speaking with the second guest shortly. Fine Faces Mlamine is from Ogoni. He's an environmentalist. And he would be talking with us on what is the expectation and what he thinks should be front of the conversation when the delegation meets with the president earlier today. Meanwhile, you can send your WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That's the number to send your WhatsApp messages to. We'll be opening the phone lines and taking a few of your calls now. So you can call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. Those are the phone numbers. So we'll just get to our WhatsApp portal and get some of your messages. There's plenty of them. Okay, first. On Ibuche Road contract, please, does the Eleme Junction like road, is it included? Well, I haven't seen, so I wouldn't know the details of that contract. It has to be made known before. We'll have to see a copy of the contract and then we'll know where it covers and where it doesn't cover. Good morning, Nigerian foe. Tax force, this is what you see when the governor chooses to work with people like him. Oh, people are still upset with the tax force issue, but, well, that was something that we would have spoken about. Unfortunately, we've not been able to get the management for now. What are your thoughts about what to expect with this meeting between delegates from Oguni that would be meeting with the president? On the phone line with us this morning is Jima. And Jima is calling from Eleme. Let's hear what he has to say. Good morning, Jima.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
It's quite a lovely morning talking to you people now on this radio. I want to go straight to the point concerning the cleanup exercise ongoing in Oguni land. I listened very attentively when the chief of the Oguni land is also trying to play around the responses you're offering. And then he wasn't hitting the nail on the head. But sincerely, that cleanup project is actually politicized. There's nothing somebody can write home about. In fact, as I speak to you, I am one of the field workers. And then we who are the field workers are supposed to be the direct response to some of these questions most times. But what we notice is that even when the high prep officials and UN officials come to the site, they don't allow audience to people like us to talk. They prefer that the discussion should end on their table, on the table of the leadership who are heading these communities. Although, still with you, some of these contractors are just careless about their job because they know that the community was the one who brought them in. They know that the government was the one who brought them in. So they're not concerned about the actual thing they were supposed to do on site. Most of them are working like option workers. They're just like off and on. They don't concentrate on their job. And before you know it, in the space of 6 months' time, they come and tell you that they've actually finished off their job. What is happening is that they go to the HATREP office to bribe them and take a sample. They send this sample to the HATREP office. And in the course of verifying the samples, if what they have done so far is correct or not, if the HATREP official said these samples are not correct, these companies will go ahead to bribe them. And then they'll give them approval. And after like 5 months or 6 months, and they'll come back and start filling back the soil. And then they'll end up concluding that they have finished up the exercise. Mm. But as we speak, some of these exercises are 40% below standard, below UN standard. And that is what I have actually seen. And then to decide on the part of the workers who are working too, this company keeps owing them salaries. They keep owing their salaries, and I don't know why they will be owing workers' salaries. You have been mobilized, and then you have been paid. Even if you have not been mobilized, these companies are supposed to have money in their purse to run their jobs. But they keep owing these workers, they keep owing their salaries, and yet, they expect these workers not to talk or not to be angry with them. These are some of the things that are happening. Then on the water project, actually being delayed. Some communities are republishing their water project, their river, their state water project tank already existing, and they're using it to cover up for that particular project. But the project was supposed to be done from the crash. We were supposed to start this project from the beginning. And I don't know why some of these communities are still holding back. They don't want to start this project.
Okay,
so these are some of the bottlenecks attached to it. And that is why the man who spoke earlier, he's trying to cover up. He does not want to speak because I feel he's part of the team that are running this supervisory council on the project.
All right, Juma, thank you very much.
Then on the part of the East West Road,
we don't have all the time. We have to go because we have a short commercial to take. Juma, sorry, very thank you. You call us back. Let's just take this call from Barry Gadom in Ada, Georgia, and then we go for a commercial. Hello, Barry.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Barry Gadom. I'm calling from Ada, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning this Ogoni cleanup, let me tell you categorically that nothing is going on in Ogoni. There's nothing like cleanup going on in Ogoni. Yeah, I'm from Ogoni. I was there last week. They are just deceiving us that they are cleaning up Ogoni. Nothing is going on, Andrew. Thank you.
Okay, Barry, thank you very much. We're going to show commercial. Well, you heard the traditional ruler there, His Royal Highness Swanu Baridami, is part of the delegation that would be meeting with the president today. He's currently in Abuja at the moment to that effect. And he has said, well, he's also not comfortable with the pace of the cleanup, amongst many other themes. The question, although he wasn't direct enough, wanted to know more what to expect from this meeting with the president and what would be on the table to discuss. But then I think it's safe to say that the cleanup would be among something that they would be looking at, as well as the road that was mentioned. That's a major component of the conversation, the pace of work on the LMA axis of the East-West Road. Well, more after the break. We'll go on a short commercial now. When we return, the Morning Crossfire continues. Remember, you can send in your thoughts on 0809-030-6416. This meeting with the president, what does it spell? How would it benefit your Ogoni people? Do you think it's going to change anything? People already complain about the work for ongoing with the cleanup not going as fast as it should. In fact, not happening at all. Perhaps this meeting would make all of that take a different direction. Only one way to find out. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, my name is Ifeyemi Andrew. A few minutes left before we wrap up the conversation for this morning. But then, if you just tuned in, we are looking at the delegation of Ogoni leaders that would be visiting the president today and having a conversation. And one of the topic in the agenda would be the slow pace of work on the Oni LMA Road. We spoke with one of the members of the delegation this morning. Is currently in Abuja at the moment, His Royal Highness Swanu Baridam. And he has said that as much as he doesn't want to divulge every information before they meet the president, is not satisfied with a couple of things happening in Ogoni. One mentioned was the cleanup exercise, that it's not going as it should, and it's a concern. So perhaps that would be something that would be brought up with the president. And also spoke about the East-West Road and the fact that it's still dragging even till this point. Remember that on the on-air LMA axis of the road, there was a protest that lasted for a couple of weeks before the Minister for Niger Delta Affairs earmarked a certain amount of money for rehabilitation or reconstruction of the road. How has that fared so far is another question altogether. Okay, I was speaking with my other guest on the show this morning, Fineface Dumnamene, an environmentalist. He's from Ogoni as well, and we want to know what his own thoughts are and what his expectations are from this meeting. Hello, Mr. Fineface. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew, and good morning, everyone.
Yes. So, before speaking to you, we had spoken with His Royal Highness Swanu Baridam, who is a member of the delegation that would be meeting with the President today, and he said a few things that he's not comfortable with, although he did not state very much in details what the conversation with the President would look like. But the Ogoni cleanup was one thing he did mention and said he's not satisfied with. Amongst many other things, the East-West Road was also mentioned. For you, who is from Ogoni, and what would you say you are expecting this meeting with the President to do?
Yeah, basically the meeting with the President is expected to shape some things that are not in shape in Ogoni, and like those leaders have said, I know the lesson have spoken on this. His Royal Highness Minister Baidam has also brought his mind on this. And I know quite well that the number one thing on the list will be the Ogoni cleanup. First, they have to thank the President for what he has done so far, the effort he has put into implementing the Ogoni environmental, you know, remediation project. And in the process of that, they will now let him understand those areas that the Ogonis are not comfortable with. And in relation to the cleanup, the areas Ogonis are not happy with is the fact that the President in 2017 said the project was to be fast-tracked. The date will not send that effort in place. And again, the implementation of the project was supposed to begin with the emergency measures recommended by the United Nations report 2011. But that wasn't done. Instead, they commenced the cleanup process with the award of contracts because they wanted money into the pockets of some big boys who can no longer wait, you know, for the long time that the project will take for them to address the emergency measures. The date, we still do not have portable drinking water for the Ogoni people. We still do not have the health of the Ogoni people audited as recommended by the UNEP report. We still do not have issues around artisanal crude oil refiners in Ogoni addressed because that is one of the emergency measures recommended by UNEP. So that we do not have repollution, whereby the youth will still be in the creeks, carrying out artisanal crude oil refining and contributing to the pollution while the cleanup is going on. The issue of sanitization has not also been properly done. So, with all this in place and the fact that we still do not have the contaminated soil management center built and the center of excellence is not still in place, you know, 5 years down the line after the flag up of the cleanup in 2016, you know, June 2nd. I believe they are going to table all this before the President and then make recommendations to the President that the President, like we have also said, we should have a state of emergency declared on the cleanup so that those public procurement laws can be, you know, relaxed so that the process can be fast-tracked for the environment to be restored for the Ogoni people. Another thing I think they are also going to push for the President to do is to immediately appoint a substantive project coordinator. Because since the former project coordinator, Dr. Marvin Deke, was asked to step aside, we have not had the appointment of a new project coordinator, but an interim project coordinator. And you know just that we have in the NDDC, the moment we have an interim coordinator or interim MD, you are not going to have any serious action because such is not within the ambit of the law. It's not recognized by the law. As a result of that, there are some limitations. So some contract that can be awarded and powers that the person could have. So they, in the era of the cleanup, they are going to put all this together and ask the President to take action to address this issue.
Before we let you go, because the time isn't on our hands, are you confident that after this meeting we would see changes?
Definitely, although the changes may not be as much as expected because we are not in a military regime. It's not in a military regime that the President, after the meeting, can give order and things will be done the way he wants it. But because of the democratic system we have, the outcome of the meeting is going to be implemented piecemeal and in a very slow way because that is what democracy, you know, entails.
Remember that... A lot of people have also accused some of these leaders who would be part of the delegation of not being straightforward with the handling of the issues, or not being truthful with the situation on ground concerning the cleanup. With that in mind, you think that we would see the views or opinions of the people well represented and actions being taken?
Yes, the opinion of people will be well represented there and the action will be taken. And they may have accused some of the leaders, but then I think that they are doing their best in their own little way, and nobody is perfect in whatever way that or capacity they operate. And those leaders who they don't have confidence in because of their efforts in the past, they should also know that they are not holding executive position that they can make pronouncements and have the resources to get them to happen. But I think that what we are talking about here is the interest of the whole Ogoni people. So whatever they are going there to do, they should forget about their personal interest or personal character and then focus on the message that they are taking to the president, and then we hope that the president responds to it and we have a better Ogoni environment and for the issues to be fixed, because it is affecting economic and social activities within the Ogoni area.
All right.
I have been finding it very difficult to travel to that area because you spend hours and even days on the road and it's been difficult for the people.
All right. Thank you, Fine Face Tumnamene, for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful day. I've heard that's a fine face, an environmentalist, and he's also from Ogoni as well, and he's at his say, as well as many of us who called in earlier and also said, well, nothing really is happening, especially when you look at the cleanup situation. We'll go to our phone lines shortly and take some of your calls. The numbers are 0817923 0002 0817923 0003 0817923 0009. Those are the numbers you can call to be a part of the conversation this morning. What's your take on this visit, this delegation from Ogoni going to see the president? What would it resolve? Would you think something positive will come out of it? Fine Face chooses to think that positive results could come out of it. Emmanuel is on the line from NTA Road this morning. Let's hear from him. Emmanuel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I want to charge Ogoni people as a whole to mathematically check how many times that they have gone into meeting with the federal government since 1954 that oil was discovered till today. Have they been able to get anything good out of that meeting? In conclusion, this one is just a meeting of vain ideas that will not produce anything. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Emmanuel. Well, he says this meeting could not or would not produce anything. Well, not everybody would agree with that. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. You can also send us a message on Telegram. Back to our phone lines. Ate is calling from Element this morning. Hello. Good morning, Ate. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Ate. Go ahead. Hello. Oh, I think they have issues with the service providers. You might have to try again. If you're having difficulties getting to us using the phone lines, well, the WhatsApp number is open. On Facebook, it's Nigeria Info PH. We're having slight issues with our Facebook portal, though, so if I don't get to take your Facebook messages, I want to apologize in advance. We'll try to fix it and see if it comes up before we wrap up on the show this morning. But Nigeria Info PH, that's the handle on Facebook. You can watch us live, and you can also drop your comments. Hello, good morning.
Morning to you, Andrew.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I expect to win money from my end, yeah?
Hmm. Okay. So what do you think?
Unfortunately, I may be sounding this way. My name is Manti. I'm from Ogoni. It's very unfortunate. Like the last caller said, there is nothing that is going to come out of it. Very unfortunate to sound that way. The Ogoni struggle, I followed it from the beginning to the execution of Kensah Onwuah and eight orders in 1995.
and the death of these great souls, the pathway for the development of Ogoni was set, and the international community was on ground to back the Ogonis. Unfortunately, I'm very, very sad. The struggle fell into the hands of job seekers and no longer freedom fighters. Job seekers don't bring development to the people. They don't bring freedom to the people, but they are interested in their stomach. That is where we are today. And as far as this Fulani control government have found that our leadership are job seekers, forget it. Mark my word. I did my research in the university on the legal framework for environmental management in Nigeria, the petroleum industry in focus. I am fully familiar with what is happening in Ogoni. Like one guy don't call in the morning, he put it very right. Like a caller on the key also put it in the morning, he said it very right. That is what is going on. Most of these people, if you not want to put up your voice, they can send boys after you and your life will be endangered.
Okay, Mikey.
But people are standing on, quote unquote, on the way of ignorant persons.
All right, Mikey, make your point.
That you are a threat.
Thank you, Manki.
And drink.
So you're not expecting anything from it. Barine is calling from Thai. Good morning, Barine.
Good morning, my presenter.
Go on.
Yes, the issue of visitations by the Ogoni leaders to the president, I think that is going to yield some reports based on previous movement they have been there. You know, this issue of Ogoni ecological issues has to do with how quick our implementation should be. You know, we Ogoni sometimes, we think that our leaders have eaten up their money, they are not doing the best, but frequently when they see that this thing is delayed, they are visiting the president. This is what we want in our place. This is what the people deserve. But the implementation is the problem. So, can't we ask ourselves, if the presidency have done something right, would they still be visiting the place? So they are visiting and said, this thing you said you will do to us, come and do it. So we think, let the presidency hear the opinions and the view of the interests of the Ogoni people.
Okay. Thank you very much, Barine. Bisi from Abba is on the line. Good morning, Bisi. And sadly, that call has ended. Well, different. I think that's every right to be hopeful. It would be not too fair to outrightly say nothing would come out of it. I think we should just give them the chance first to at least meet with the president, table the issues before the president, and then you begin to watch and see how it's been handled from the executive end. What changes? What others? I think then, and only then, can we be able to say nothing has happened. If we wait and see that nothing happens, then we can say nothing has happened. Otherwise, it would be a bit out of place to say nothing is going to happen. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And with regards to the East-West Road, I think that's another major one. The East-West Road is one that has over the years been a burden to a lot of people, especially not just from Ogoni, the Niger Delta. Basically, we're looking at that road and we're saying, how many years on, how difficult can it be to fix that road? How difficult can it be? Many have been pointing fingers towards the direction of the Minister for Niger Delta Affairs, but I think sometimes there may be other things beyond his control. You never can tell. Although, as a minister, he's supposed to do his job without excuses and ensure that the right things are done and done promptly as well. Let's take some of your messages on WhatsApp. The meeting with the president concerning the Ogoni cleanup might be a vain hope. Austin sent in this one from Yenegua. Good morning, Mr. Andrew. This is diplomatic Niger Delta man. Ogoni people should not put their confidence on this administration. Let Ogoni people unite and look forward. Rest my case. Rest this case. Another message here says, Good morning, Andrew. The activities of this task force on legal trading should be checked, as their excesses is becoming unbearable and embarrassing to the state. I wish to call on the state government to look into the complaint of the public and have these guys cautioned so as to prevent breakdown of law and order. People still very much bitered by activities of the task force. Hopefully, we can get the management of the task force to speak sometime. This one says, if the cleanup was to happen in the north, then there is hope. Well, since it's not happening there, you can't say, and we can't say. That's your opinion on it. Well, thank you very much, but I think that's the much we can take on the show this morning. That's how much we can take on the show. Well done. And my name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you for your calls and your messages. Do have a lovely weekend yourself and just remain hopeful. I think one thing we shouldn't lose is hope. Just remain hopeful and continue to call on our leaders to do the right thing. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, you can check me out on Facebook, Ifeyemi Andrew. On Instagram, Ifeyemi Andrew Official. I cannot see on Twitter because since Independence Day, the president said a directive has been given and they're going to get to an agreement. Well, as it stands, maybe somebody's not obeying the president's directive. I don't know. We'll just wait and see. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye for now.